So, let me get this straight. Meghan Markle, a 30-something American celebrity, had no idea one must curtsy to the Queen? I'm referring to one of the many questionable statements made in the new Netflix documentary Harry and Meghan. I understand Americans aren't as connected or in tune with the royal family as we Canadians are, but I'm not buying it. Did she never watch Disney, or see a movie about a princess? She Googled how to curtsy before meeting Harry's grandmother, but she did not Google Prince Harry when a friend tried to set her up on a date? What is the British word for baloney? Rubbish. Remember when Meghan told Oprah that she and Harry actually got married a couple of days before the televised event? That didn't happen. There should be a specific and harsh punishment for lying to Oprah. So far, 3 episodes of Harry and Meghan have dropped, with another 3 to come. I found it, thus far, a snooze fest. How can 2 supposedly educated, cultured, forward-thinking people be so dull? Maybe all that small talk during royal walkabouts has left them searching for compelling conversation. Oh, I forgot. Meghan had no idea what a walkabout was when Harry suggested she'd be expected to do them. She didn't know the British national anthem? It doesn't pass the smell test. Harry is clearly still very angry and holding grudges against the paparazzi and their stalking of his mother and then his wife. I don't think anyone would fault him for that. If moving away for a normal life was the answer, then okay. My biggest peeve, though, is that they say they want privacy and then do everything to put themselves in the spotlight. If you want to fly under the radar, then don't do a documentary, podcast, write a book, and go on speaking tours. In the first episodes of Harry and Meghan, there's a lot of private home movies and pictures. If they want privacy, why are they inviting us in? Once they are done trashing their respective families, then what? I don't think either one of them is a victim of anything. They blew up their own world. When the dust settles, I have this horrible feeling Harry will find himself a man without a country, literally. Harry may never regain the closeness he once shared with his brother, Prince William, and that is a real shame. Harry, Meghan, Kate and William could have been such a force for good. Working together, they could have made such positive change. I would have loved watching them do it. Will and Kate still can if they stay the course. Harry may not even be welcome at his father's coronation as King of England next spring. Only he can answer if all this drama is worth it, and if it's based on the real truth. If you're still engaged, the next 3 episodes air deck. 15. As for me, I can't handle more whining and crocodile tears from H&M, so I'm giving them the royal flush.